This is ATI's On Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So the FAA administrator came out this week and put a timeline on something the industry has been watching for years now. The Boeing 737 MAX 7 certified by summer, the MAX 10 by the end of 2026, and Boeing's own CEO says the company is pretty confident both variants will cross the finish line this year. Let's unpack that, because if you've been following the MAX story, you know confidence and certification have not exactly been in the same sentence together for a while. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. The 737 MAX 7 is the shorter body variant. Think of it as the replacement for the 737-700. It seats somewhere around 138 to 172 passengers, depending on configuration, and it's aimed squarely at airlines that want frequency on shorter routes without dragging around a bigger airframe than they need. Southwest has been waiting on this one. So has United. The MAX 10 is the stretched version. Biggest member of the MAX family, up to 230 seats. It goes head-to-head with the Airbus A321neo, which has been eating Boeing's lunch in that segment for years now because, well, it exists, and the MAX 10 does not. Yet, both of these airplanes have been in various stages of certification limbo since before the pandemic. The MAX 10 in particular ran into a wall back in late 2022 when Congress set a deadline requiring new cockpit alerting systems for any aircraft certified after December of that year. Boeing lobbied hard for an extension. They got one, but it came with strings attached, additional safety requirements. Enhanced crew alerting, the kind of changes that take time to engineer, test, and prove to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. And that brings us to now. The FAA Administrator's statement is significant not because it's a promise, but because it's the first time the agency itself has put a public timeline on these certifications in a long time. The FAA has been very careful and frankly very slow in the post-MAX 8 grounding era to avoid any appearance of rushing Boeing through the process. Two fatal crashes, 346 lives lost. That changed the entire culture of how the FAA approaches Boeing certification, and it should have. So when the FAA chief says summer for the MAX 7 and year-end for the MAX 10, that carries weight. That's the regulator telling you they've seen enough of the compliance data to believe the finish line is in sight. It's not a guarantee. Certification timelines have slipped before, but it's the most concrete signal we've had. Now, why should you care if you're a general aviation pilot listening to this on a Saturday morning and you fly a Cessna 182, not a 737? A few reasons. First, fleet decisions at the airlines ripple down to all of us. When airlines get new, more efficient narrowbodies, they retire older ones. That reshapes route networks. It changes which airports get service and which ones lose it. If you fly into airports with commercial traffic, the mix of aircraft on frequency affects your sequencing, your wake turbulence separation, and your taxi times. Second, the MAX certification saga has fundamentally reshaped how the FAA does business. The agency has been hiring more designated engineering representatives, tightening oversight on organization designation authorization, what we call ODA. That's the system where Boeing's own employees can act on behalf of the FAA during certification. Post-MAX, the FAA pulled back a lot of that delegated authority. They're doing more direct oversight. And that cultural shift at the FAA doesn't stay contained to transport category aircraft. It filters into how they handle everything from supplemental type certificates on your Bonanza to new avionics approvals. Third, Boeing's financial health matters to the broader aerospace ecosystem. Boeing is not just an airline manufacturer. They supply military aircraft. They're a massive employer in the aerospace supply chain. When Boeing struggles, suppliers struggle. When suppliers struggle, parts availability across the industry gets tighter. Some of the same companies making components for the 737 are making components for general aviation aircraft. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on the competitive side either. Every month, the MAX 7 and MAX 10 sit uncertified. Airbus sells more A320neos and A321neos. Airbus has a backlog stretching years into the future. Airlines that might have waited for Boeing have already placed orders with Toulouse. Even if Boeing certifies both variants on the timeline the FAA just laid out, they're playing catch-up in a market that has largely moved on. Boeing will need to execute flawlessly on production ramp-up, and if recent history is any guide, that's where the next set of challenges will be. There's also the question of what pretty confident means from Boeing's corner office. Kelly Ortberg, Boeing's CEO, has been trying to reset expectations and rebuild trust since he took over. He's been more measured than his predecessors. So when he says pretty confident, I read that as carefully optimistic. He's not guaranteeing it. He's saying the engineering work is tracking, the test flights are progressing, and barring surprises, they expect to get there. The MAX 7 has been further along in the certification process for a while now. It completed much of its flight testing. The remaining work has been largely documentation, systems validation, and working through the FAA's updated requirements. Summer 2026 is ambitious but plausible. The MAX 10 is the bigger question mark. It's the one that needed the congressional extension. It's the one with the enhanced crew alerting requirements. It's the variant Airbus has been competing against most effectively. Getting it certified by December means the FAA has to move through its review process at a pace that's, let's say, brisk by post-grounding standards. I'll be watching this closely. If the MAX 7 gets its type certificate this summer, that will be a meaningful signal that the FAA's updated certification process can actually deliver results, not just oversight. And if the MAX 10 follows by year-end, it would mark the first time in years that Boeing has met a major public timeline. For those of you who track this stuff, the sources on this one are Simple Flying and reporting from the FAA Administrator's public remarks. That's it for this one. Keep the blue side up. I'm Tower, RadioHangar.com.